third episode of Lillian Marie Please. This is about the adventures of being a little mentally unstable. What's up, Baldies? What's up, Long Locks? Alright? I'm currently about to spill the beans on my affair with craft scissors, hair bleach, and packs of weaves and sticky tape. Yeah, fucking glue and shit in my hair. So as I'm waiting for my canned soup to heat up, I was seriously wondering if all women cut their hair into a pixie when they're entering a new stage in their life, or is that more of a tune for the mildly psychotic babes like myself? Yeah, around this time last year, I cut my hair into a pixie, shortest I've ever gone on my own hair ever. I will take a poll on this, okay? Who's done this before? I don't think I've been the only one. I know I'm not the only one. Anyway, I cut all my hair off around this time. And around this time last year. And it's been a year now. And it's maybe a little bit by my shoulders. So it's grown somewhat. But at one point, I started looking like No Country for Old Men, that movie that this weird guy is in, Javier Bardem, I believe. And my hair was starting to look like that helmet weird haircut happening there. And I decided to just experiment with my hair furthermore because basically an indecisive, unsatisfied human, right? I live in Miami. No one here really has short hair. All these beautiful women with long, luscious hair, and here I am with this freaking bowl cut, right? So I've experimented so much to the point of like becoming an expert, okay? I will deem myself an expert, all right? I've glued on weaves and clipped on blonde hair, and you name it, I've done it. Micro beads on myself? Who does that? Freaking pulling out a wrench and opening up the little beads and taking them off and putting them in? I'm a crazy person, right? So, I mean, we want to feel nice. We want to feel pretty, right? And long hair makes me feel a type of way, right? I'm going to somehow burn soup today. Like, that's what's going to happen today if I don't pay attention. Anyway, I'm all for natural beauty and whatnot, but, like, you can't lie to me and say you don't want to change your hairstyle at least once a week, okay? Come on. Okay, we're all the decisive humans here, okay? I want to be blonde one day and then have black hair like the next morning. It's insane. It's not okay. It's not healthy. But thank God for hair extensions. Thank God for like semi-permanent hair dyes and shit like that, right? Just to somewhat satisfy my urges, right? Keep saying right, like someone's gonna say something to me. I'm here by myself in my studio apartment, not my studio because I'm not rich, trying to heat up some soup. By the way, you know what's not cute? Lip gloss and braces, okay? Your lovely host wears full-fledged metal adult braces and cannot apply shine to any already glistening areas like my mouth. Okay. I sound like Daffy Duck sometimes. It's horrifying. But on a side note, okay, I have stopped cutting my hair. I am wearing hair extensions, clip-in hair extensions, because a girl's gotta wash her hair, right? If I say right one more time, I'm just gonna, like, throw my phone at something. I hate myself sometimes. But on a side note, I honestly think it's about doing what makes you feel like a total fucking badass, regardless of the weather, right? Those fucking weird ass emotional storms that we go through every once in a while, or every time our period hits, you know, right around that time. Yeah. We're blessed, aren't we, ladies? We're just blessed. Anyway, remember to email me with your amazing hair stories or transformations or do-it-yourself ideas, all right? I'm here for that. I'm a do-it-yourself bitch, okay? I will put somebody else's hair on my hair. I will do that myself and not pay at a salon, okay? Because I feel like I know how to deal with my own hair. I don't need somebody cutting off a foot of my hair when I tell them I want a trim. Okay, we've all been there. So remember to email me with your hair stories and I'll shout you out, my fellow fake hair bitches. See you on the flip side.